Hey everyone, my name is Bella, and me and my friends Anne, Emmy, and Sandra are going to talk about the life cycle of a star. Every star goes through multiple stages to reach death, but for a star to reach its death, it takes a long time, sometimes a few million or billion or trillion years. It depends on the size. So the first stage is basically its birth. Every star is born in something called a stellar nebula. And then after it's born, it becomes a little baby star called a protostar. Later on, maybe a few million years later, or a million, the star enters the main sequence stage. And a little fun fact, our sun is in its main sequence stage. After that, it begins their giant stage, where they become a bright red giant. Okay. And then after that, it has to live to die. And then it becomes something called a white dwarf. And then it becomes a black hole, or it like disappears. And so, Anne, your turn.
So hi, I'm Anne, and I'm going to be beginning off by talking about star and their fuel. There are 5 stages to a star's life, and the life of a star depends on the size. There are 2 sizes of stars. There is an average star that lives for 10 billion years, while a more massive star lives for a few billion years. This is because the larger mass needs more hydrogen and helium. Basically, they need more fuel than average stars. Just like how we humans need to survive, food to survive, stars need more fuel to shine bright. A main source of fuel is hydrogen, and the next is helium. Birth of a star. All stars are born in a stellar nebula. A stellar nebula is a heated body of mass made by clouds of dust, gas, hydrogen, and helium. As we've mentioned before, there are 2 sizes, and when they're born, they're either a massive star or an average star. An average star grows up to be a red giant, while a massive star grows up to be a red supergiant. And remember, and this is just the beginning, as they have a long, bright future. A protostar. The first stage after birth is being a young star, or formally known as a protostar. A protostar is a stage when the star is still in its early formations. This time, the hydrogen starts burning and joins the main sequence. In this stage, the star gets hotter and also starts to shine more luminous. And in human years, you're in your 20s and you're living your best good-looking life. Also at this stage, the heavy and more extremely dense particles move to the center of the core, causing this to be the hottest part. This means the more lighter, more filtered particles remain in the star's outer atmosphere. The giant stage. This is when a massive star and average star looks come into play. An average star is gonna turn into a red giant as your atmospheres cool down and then dilate, and the stars beam red, while a massive star is going to turn into a red supergiant. Sadly, this is their last stage before they die, and my friend Sandra is going to talk a lot more about it towards the end. And my friend Emmy's going to talk about it.
Okay, so you may have heard Bella and Anne talk about the main sequence. Basically, the main sequence is the middle part of the star's life. This is the nuclear fusion. Nuclear fusion is when 2 light nuclei join together to form a heavier or more dense nucleus. This reaction often creates more stability for the nucleus, which is the initial goal. Binding energy is important to matter and all elements because it is the energy that holds the nucleus of an atom together. Elements with high binding energies are less common for nuclear fusion because they are already very stable, where elements with smaller binding energies are more common for nuclear fusion. Some common elements for nuclear fusion are helium and hydrogen because they're low binding energies. A very rare element for nuclear fusion is iron-56 because it's been binding energies are already so high. Typically, any elements with a binding energy higher than iron-56 undergo a nuclear fission, which is the splitting of a nuclei, which also has the goal of making an atom more stable. A nuclear fusion most commonly occurs in an environment with high temperatures and high pressure, because you must unnaturally push together 2 things with positive energy or charge. This process creates a large amounts of heat and energy. The energy that is created comes in the form of gamma radiation. Gamma radiation is, in its most simple form, just gamma rays, which are a form of electromagnetic waves. Electromagnetic literally meaning electric currents and magnetic fields joining together. There are many other types of electromagnetic waves, but we won't be getting into that today. Anyways, to get back to our original topic, the intense amounts of heat and energy created is what powers the stars and gives them energy to live. But as a nuclear fusion occurs, hydrogen atoms are lost, and hydrogen atoms are necessary to continue this process. This is why our sun will eventually die, like all other stars. Speaking on the topic of death, Sandra, why don't you tell us some more about that topic?
Most stars take millions of years to die. When a star begins to run out of hydrogen, the core of the star starts shrinking and its outer layers expand. The star either becomes a red giant or a supergiant. A death of an average star happens when their cores cool down and the outer layers drift apart. This creates a planetary nebula and later on a white dwarf star. A planetary nebula is born when a low-mass star dies. Low-mass stars and medium-mass stars, like our sun, take billions of years to use up their nuclear fuel. As they run out of fuel, the outer layers expand and they become red giants. The outer parts grow larger and drift out into space. They then form a cloud of gas, which is called a planetary nebula. A death of a massive star is extremely different and loud than an average star. A massive star death begins when the interior core collapses, which then creates a loud explosion called a supernova. The death of a massive star can end in two different ways. It can either end up being a black hole or a neutron star. If any neutrons survive the supernova, it becomes a neutron star. If there aren't any surviving neutrons, it then turns into a black hole.
So now that we've kind of gone over all of the different stages of a star and you kind of hopefully have an idea of what we were trying to explain to you today, maybe you can tell some of your friends, tell your parents, and hopefully this was entertaining for you.
We tried.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.